The UN Climate Change Conference in Morocco wrapped up with this appeal from the attendees. Our climate is warming at an alarming rate, an unprecedented rate, and we have an urgent duty to respond. Scientists say 2015 was the world's hottest year since measurements began, and 2016 promises to break records again as carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases continue to warm the planet. So how warm could it get, and how fast? Well, a research team has begun an unusual experiment in a Puerto Rican rainforest to try to find out. Daniel Grossman reports.
So, vertical alignment of all six posts, looking for the rust and anything that's not looking safe.
Scientist Tana Wood is checking wiring on a powerful electric heater. The device hangs from scaffolding in a mountainous patch of jungle at the Luquillo Experimental Forest in western Puerto Rico. Altogether, the test area is about the size of a suburban lawn. Wood is here to study how this forest will respond to climate change. Specifically, how much carbon dioxide, if any, tropical forests will absorb or conversely release in the future.
What we're doing here is really trying to understand how temperature affects tropical forest functioning. So what does increased temperature do to processes like photosynthesis, and how are the microbes responding?
Trees absorb carbon dioxide by adding vegetation. Microbes release CO2, along with methane, by breaking down vegetation. And in a warming world, we need to study the effects of these processes in tropical jungles, says ecologist Jerry Melillo.
It's something that I've been calling for a couple of decades.
Melillo is a researcher at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. He's been using buried cables to heat a forest near Boston for 25 years. He says the equatorial band of jungle that includes the Amazon and the Congo contains a huge inventory of carbon. Even a little warming might stimulate microbes there to begin liberating CO2 and methane in a vicious cycle.
A self-reinforcing feedback so that warming will beget more warming.
Constant rain and humidity, stressful for electronic instruments, and isolation make tropical rainforests challenging for research. The Luquillo Forest here in Puerto Rico is no exception. Tana Wood has wired up six identical plots, three heated and three unheated controls, with scores of sensors connected up like a hospital patient by skeins of cables and tubing. She suffered one setback after another. Last summer,
we got ants that got into our lines.
The tiny insects exhaled CO2 into sensitive measuring gear, messing up results.
And then we had a power surge,
burning out a custom-made controller for her 18 high-powered heaters.
And then that blew out the fuses in all three of our control panels.
After repeated visits by electricians, Wood got the operation back on its feet. But now, just as she's about to flip on the heaters for the first time, a new problem has come up.
We just got all of the equipment back on Wednesday, installed it, then realized that we were still having some values that didn't really make sense.
Wood walked to her field office and calls her equipment customer support line in Las Vegas.
Hi, yes. I called earlier and was talking with James for technical support.
One moment, please.
James, the technician, says a very special light bulb deep inside the device may be defective. But he says try removing the bulb and tap it gently. The project manager, Aura Alonso Rodriguez, gets to work removing screws and disconnecting wires. To their delight, the fix worked.
The flux is back to normal again.
Great, that's great news.
I'm coming down. I think we're ready.
It's time to turn everything on.
It's been 7 years since we first decided that we were going to warm a tropical forest. And, you know, today is the realization of that dream. It's just really incredibly exciting.
Not long after, the two researchers huddle over a laptop computer in a small air-conditioned closet. With the click of a mouse, they start up the experiment. The heaters raise temperatures by about 4 degrees Fahrenheit in less than an hour. Over the following days, they warm the plots another 4 degrees. Wood will be measuring the carbon output of the plants and soil microbes to see how much CO2 they're giving off or absorbing. She says it will take time to draw any conclusions from this research. She hopes to keep her project going for at least 2 years. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Grossman, reporting from the Luquillo Experimental Forest in Puerto Rico.
And Dan's story was supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis.